You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their experience of education. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each person regrets about their experience. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the attitude each person has towards education. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
When I was 11, I assumed I'd go to the same high school as my mates, but I was sent to Highbrook Independent instead. Highbrook had a reputation for nurturing kids like me who were weak with the brainy stuff like maths, but were talented in the arts, so my parents thought it would be a better fit. And yeah, for me, that's what education should be about. Getting kids to express themselves in a way that suits them, whether it's through music or writing or whatever. And not having fixed expectations of male and female students. It's because of the teachers at Highbrook that I'm where I am today. I only wish I'd thought to tell them how much I appreciated their efforts at the time.
Speaker 2.
I can't say I got a lot out of school. My science teacher in particular wasn't cut out for the job. Whenever I made a mistake, she'd do her best to humiliate me in front of all the other girls. The result being I just stopped trying. In retrospect, I should have stood up for myself, but I didn't have the nerve. I'd like to think that attitudes have shifted since then. To my mind, you get the best out of a child when you prompt them in a way that directs them to the right answer. Like that, you can make them feel better about themselves, and they'll be more willing to have a go. Being told you're wrong just makes you lose face.
Speaker 3.
Certainly, going to boarding school gave me a number of advantages, academically, of course, and when I was looking for my first position in a law firm. But the reason why the private education system works is that the whole ethos is about becoming self-sufficient. It's up to the student to ensure they manage their self-study, get to class on time, and keep their room in order. That kind of self-discipline ought to be promoted in all schools, public and private. Having said that, I'd rather my parents hadn't sent me to an all-boys school. It meant I had absolutely no idea how to converse with women. My wife would probably agree.
Speaker 4.
I was homeschooled by my father, so we went to a lot of castles together and the science museum, just the two of us. As a result, I'm clueless when it comes to art, and I only have the most basic grasp of Spanish. It would have been better if Dad had hired a tutor for the things he wasn't able to teach himself. But anyway, when we came back from our trips, I would read up about the stuff I'd seen and Dad would say, "When you're ready, we'll have a little test." But there was no strict schedule. He knew it takes time to absorb information. It'd be worth mainstream education applying the same principle, I think.
Speaker 5.
My mum chose my high school on the basis of their motto, something along the lines of, "Our job is to get the best out of your child." Well, that makes sense, right? That's got to be the point of education. Anyway, for the first couple of years, I was doing brilliantly at sport, especially rowing. And then, so stupid really, I fell in with the wrong crowd and I began to skip training sessions. The coach wasn't impressed by my attitude. So, because I gave in to peer pressure, I basically gave up on a rowing career. I've only got myself to blame, but I also don't think I should have been kicked out of the team. That was harsh.